Good morning and welcome back to the Get the Scoop radio show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schalk. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
So yesterday you opened up and talked about fall forage tips.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things I remember is, you know, you kind of given us some of the things that we need to be thinking about for the fall season to kind of beef up that particular forage. And I remember you making a point about the hay testing. Was there any other things that I might have left off?
You know, I can't emphasize enough that hay testing deal.
Okay.
You know, each hay testing is $10 per lot. Man, you think about even if you tested 10 different lots of hay, that's just $100.
It really doesn't sound like a lot when you put it in that
term. No, it's not. And when we're talking about buying feed or buying tubs or buying supplement, no, $100 is pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that. But what I want to talk about today, Kristen, is prussic acid. And really, we think about prussic acid in our summer annuals, okay? Our sorghum Sudan grasses, our hybrid Sudan grasses, and our big pasture grass, Johnson grass.
Okay.
And we laugh about that all the time. I laugh about it. As soon as it frosts, people just act like we've never had Johnson grass before. All right. And I think people just forget from year to year, okay, about that. All right. So what happens is when we have a frost hit these summer annuals, whether it be Johnson grass or, you know, sorghum Sudan grass or whatever, actually the frost fractures the cell wall, okay? And in that, we get some cyanide compounds allowed to go to expand out into the plant material. And if an animal consumes enough of that cyanide, it'll kill them, okay?
So it gets a certain reach.
Right. There is a level, okay? Now, it's really easy to manage that hard-killing frost, okay? We're going to let it hit it hard, okay? Then we're going to say, keep them off of that grass for 7 days, and everything's going to be cool.
I wish you could do that sound effect again. Okay.
Okay, all right.
Just let it hit it. Okay, go
right.
Ahead.
Let that now I can't talk. Let that, I did not expect that, folks. Let that frost kill it, you know, and then does a good job. Have that killing frost. And you talk about a killing frost a lot in the horticulture business. All right. The hard thing to mention, or manage rather, is these little light frosts, okay? These non-killing frosts. Chris, how long do I need to let my animals off after we've had one of those light frosts? That's a tough one. All right, I'm gonna say a bare minimum of 5 days. Some people are gonna say 7. All right. Ideally, we would like to have the cattle or any of the livestock out of the pasture fields that have these grasses in them when the frost hits. All right, so maybe we've got some pasture, you know, maybe that now that's the time to kick them out on a hay field. Maybe it's a time to dry lot them and feed a little hay right then, and then kick them back out like we talked about yesterday. All right, we manage around it. So, Chris, these are questions that are asked, and I'm just not talking to myself in third person. Anyway, so I get these questions. I say, Chris, do you, can I cut this stuff for hay? Yeah, dry hay is easy. So, let's say we have a field of Johnson grass. It gets frosted on. We come in and cut it. All right. By the time that hay is ready to take up as dry hay, the cyanide is dissipated in it.
And so it's not a problem.
It's not a problem. Chris, can I cut and wet wrap this stuff? I'm still talking in third person. Okay. All right.
Okay. So, okay.
Can I cut and wet wrap this stuff? Yes, you can. You can ensile it. All right. We definitely want to go a full 8 weeks on the ensiling process to allow that. Allow that cyanide to dissipate throughout the thing, okay? But that problem with that grazing is that we run into with that. Folks, when in doubt, let's talk about it, all right? Let's have a conversation. I laughed about making calls to the extension office when the frost hits, but I guarantee for agents that are in a livestock area, when that first frost start dribbling in, they get lots of calls, and that's okay. Let's call. Let's make sure we get the right call. Let's make sure we talk about this and work this out. General rule of thumb, if you want to be 100% safe, you wait 7 days after a frost. All right? Definitely 7 days after that last killing frost, for sure. But anyway, if you want to talk about this more, pick up that phone. Give us a call, whether it's an extension office in Kentucky, an extension office in Tennessee. I guarantee the agriculture agent behind the phone, be willing to talk to you about this.
Chris, thank you for all those tips this morning on especially prussic acid. And if you would like to listen to this again as a podcast, you can always visit us now on demand at WGGC.com. Just click on the Get the Scoop Radio Show logo and hit subscribe where you can be notified of other future shows. And remember, you can always tune in here each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big shout out and a thank you to our sponsors that make the show possible, like Hobdy Dine Reed and Farmers Regional Livestock Market. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.